Thank you, and good morning. President and Sister Oaks, Elder and Sister Karen, Elder and Sister Gilbert, President and Sister Reese, distinguished guests, respected faculty, proud parents, and above all, the extraordinary graduates of Brigham Young University. It is an honor to stand before you today on this momentous occasion and witness the radiance in your faces. As I gaze upon you, I am filled with a sense of profound humility, recognizing the boundless potential for achievement, goodness, continued learning, creativity, and love that each of you embodies. I would like to share the story of my first day of class at BYU with you. Amid the excitement of graduating high school and turning down my first marriage proposal, I somehow forgot to apply for on-campus housing. Fortunately, I had grown up in Northeast Orem, just 9 minutes from campus, so I could commute from my childhood home. Ever the planner, I decided to do a dry run the week before classes started. I carefully selected my first choice Y lot and two backup options using the class schedule booklet. At the appropriate morning hour, I drove to campus to gauge traffic and refine my departure time. I parked in my preferred lot and walked through my Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes, and then my Tuesday, Thursday ones. Despite my meticulous preparation, the actual first day of class threw me a curveball. There was more traffic than expected, and my first three parking options were full. Scrambling to find a spot, I had to resort to a fourth Y lot. I sprinted to my first class, History of Philosophy, mortified to be starting my college journey in such a frantic way. Thankfully, I wasn't alone. Several other students arrived late as well. The classroom we were originally assigned was too small, so those of us who arrived last, me and the other Y-lot fatalities, found seats on the steps near the door. As I listened to our visiting instructor, my eyes scanned the room, and that's when I saw him. A boy with long blonde hair and striking blue eyes. At that moment, I felt an undeniable and comforting impression that I would get to know this young man better. I left class that day with a sense of excitement, knowing that I was going to have at least one friend among my new classmates. Over the next few months, we did indeed get to know each other, and after what might have been the longest courtship in BYU history, 2 years, we were sealed for time and all eternity. Now I stand before you nearly 31 years later, knowing with certainty that our meeting was not a mere coincidence. It was divine design. Had I not been forced to sit on those steps that day, I never would have had that perfect view of Jared. Time and again, my loving Heavenly Father has placed me in situations that have reaffirmed His love for me, His guidance in my life, and His desire for me to act. And though I may not fully understand it, I know it was also by divine design that Jared was called home last June. Just as the Lord placed us in each other's lives at the right time, He continues to guide my path forward with love and purpose. I've come to see that what the world might label as coincidence is often something far more sacred. Elder Neil A. Maxwell once taught, "None of us ever fully utilizes the people opportunities allocated to us within our circles of friendship." You and I may call these intersectings coincidence. This word is understandable for mortals to use, but coincidence is not an appropriate word to describe the workings of an omniscient God. Every one of us is here today by divine design. Your experiences at BYU, the friendships you have formed, the lessons you have learned, each one has been orchestrated by a loving Father in heaven who knows you perfectly. He knows where you have been, He knows where you are, and He knows where you are meant to go. Today, as its president, it is my honor to confer upon each of you lifelong membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. This association is not just a network, it is a family built upon divine purpose. The fruit it bears is service, mentorship, and connection, each a testament to God's hand in our lives. Our nearly 460,000 alumni are bound together not by chance, but by a shared commitment to connect all for good. Whether through our 108 alumni chapters, Kooks Care tailgate projects, or countless opportunities to serve, we carry forward the mission of BYU to go forth and serve wherever we are. President Gordon B. Hinckley once said, "The happiest people I know are those who lose themselves in the service of others." True joy comes from stepping forward, embracing opportunities, and allowing the Lord to use us as instruments in His hands. As much fun as it's been to cheer on BYU sports this year, right? I know this to be true. When we step forward to participate and serve, we truly live, because spectators merely exist. Each of you carries within you the light of divine guidance. As you move forward, embrace that light. Trust that the Lord has a plan for you, even in the moments that feel uncertain, especially in the moments that feel uncertain. Know that He loves you. I encourage you to live fully, serve joyfully, and connect purposefully. As you do, you will not only see the Lord's hand in your life, but you will also become His hands in the lives of others. Congratulations, graduates, and welcome as a BYU graduate to a lifetime of meaningful connection and inspired service. Congratulations. Thank you.